First rule of a lab mouse, never volunteer. When you see that big hand, try and disappear. Hide behind the treadmill, and you might not have to go, and find yourself strung out on Sweet and Low. My daddy was in the control group, and mama was too. If you're not in the control group, they experiment on you. Ask any mouse in any lab, and they'll give you the scoop. You got to stay in the control group. The big hand got my sister, grabbed her by the legs, scrubbed her down with Physo-Hex, and doctored up her eggs. We knew her kids, when they were born, would be a total mess. But that's the price of progress, I guess. Time went by, my sister's kids returned. They took some tests to see how fast they learned. They raced the maze, they aced the hardest part. And then they ran it backwards. Jeez, these kids were smart. This control group's feeling dumb and dumber. Einstein in a lab mouse, what a bummer. We realized the super mouse would now become routine. Our next litter had to have that gene. So next time we saw the big hand, we bravely volunteered to have our genes upgraded and our kids re-engineered. But it took us past the smart lab into a land of chrome, where it strapped us down and gave us a shot that activated a mystery gene somewhere down there on our 13th chromosome. My daddy was in the control group, and mama was too. But the paradigm has shifted, now everything is new. And any mouse who plays it safe is on a dead-end page. The mouse today is not afraid to think outside the cage. I saw a chance, I took a shot, I was not afraid to fail. And that is how I got my extra tail.